Magic in the morning. It is a Monday, and what an interesting weather weekend. We had cracks of thunder, flashes of lightning on Saturday. Oh, my goodness. Rain, sun. It was an interesting day. We'll get more on our weather forecast. Our second trip to the Fairbanks Museum coming up at 20 after 7, right after the morning cash call. But it is a Monday, and joining us this morning in our slot for Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital is intern Ko'oi. We say intern. He's interning in the marketing department at NVRH, but he's in to talk with us about something that he did on Friday. And first off, Ko'oi, you're in to talk to us about Epilepsy Day, which is today, the 12th.
Yep.
I'm happy to have you in here.
Thank you.
And look at him proudly wearing his Hilltoppers jersey.
Absolutely. St. John's Bay Academy. The best academy.
Don't hold it against me. I graduated from LI, okay?
Oh, okay. All right. We'll see next year, right?
Yeah.
We got to see next year.
Exactly. Yeah. So Ko is in because he had an informational table set up at NVRH in honor of International Epilepsy Day, but it's not because of something he was studying. It's something that he lives with. Ko, this is rather close to home, isn't it?
Well, right. This is my personal story. Like, the epilepsy was something, it was hard to talk about, but if I could help people, that was my hope to help, you know.
Well, I'm pretty sure you did, and you helped me out too, because before we came into this interview, you shared with me a little bit about epilepsy, because I really don't know anything about it. So let's stay on the personal note. You're 19, right?
I am 19.
Okay, so when did you and your family find out that you had epilepsy?
So I was diagnosed of epilepsy when I was 8 months old, and I got first surgery right after it. So it was pretty early to get it, and then, I mean, it was some certain risk of getting surgery, but I didn't want, like, nobody wanted to have a seizure for my life, so I decided to have a surgery.
Okay, so we'll go into the surgery after that, yeah. But I can tell you that I've only had one experience with a friend of mine that had epilepsy and a seizure, and I got to tell you, my friend, standing on the outside looking in, man, it is scary to beat the band, but
it is, yeah.
I got to ask you, first off, how long has it been since you've had a seizure?
So first seizure was really when I was a baby. It stopped for after like a few years, but I started have a seizure like 3-4 years ago, I guess. And now it's under control by medication.
That is absolutely awesome to hear. So I have a very obvious question for somebody that's on the outside seeing this happen. A lot of people, when they see somebody having an epileptic seizure, they just want to get the heck out of the room. They don't want anything to do with it.
Right.
That is not what people need to do, is
it? No, no. So what I want people to know is that you guys definitely should be support them, be around them, and especially if you don't know anything about epilepsy, please ask adult or some specialist, okay? Like, if you're a school student, go talk to nurse, go talk to the teachers, right? They need help at the moment. They don't want you to leave because the person who has epilepsy, they're a ton of fear. They are fighting with scary. And if the friends are there, that's much lesser than other things.
Okay, so I'm going to equate this to, I don't even know if it's going to come close, but a stroke. There are mild strokes and then there are severe strokes. Are seizures the same way?
Like
you'll have a very, very bad seizure, or you'll have a seizure, not that there isn't a bad seizure, but you'll have a seizure, and do you completely black out in all of these?
Not really.
Okay.
Right? So when it's light seizures, you can still hear somebody talking, but you can't just move your body because it's not control.
So this is why it's important to stick around.
Right.
So if somebody's saying to you, Ko, you're going to be okay, you're going to be okay. That's what you want.
That will
it?
Help you, right? Like, it's like lifting each other up. Say, you'll be all right, I'm here. You know how helpful it is? Like, it is really helpful.
Well, that's awesome to hear. Folks, with us again is Ko'oi from St. Johnsbury Academy, who last week had an informational table where he shared his life experience. Again, this isn't an independent study. This is a life experience about epilepsy. So I'm going to give you an open little block here.
Okay.
What would you consider the most important thing for somebody to know about someone like you with epilepsy?
I would say, even though a person or whoever has epilepsy, you can live great with epilepsy. like nobody's gonna hold you back. No, nothing is gonna hold the back, right? Like I came here as students having capstone project, but you know, if I have a, like even though it was epilepsy, I could have a seizure anytime. Probably could have a seizure right now, but just because under the medication, like it's great to be here and great to live with epilepsy. You know, there's nothing holding me back.
Well, and I'm glad you just ended with that phrase right there, because it hasn't held you back. No. You are a spirit king at St. Jay Academy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Tell me about that, huh?
Well, you know, last fall, when we had a spree week, which we beat the LI, like obviously for 10 years already.
Yes.
I was a spree, top, we call now. I won the spree week. Yes.
That is absolutely awesome. Ko Oi with us, folks, on behalf of NVRH, and he's sharing his story about epilepsy. We got to wrap it up. I could sit here and talk to you forever. Yeah, I just got to tell you that.
I'm pretty sure.
It has been great. Koi, we hope that things continue going strong for you.
Thank you.
Let's hope the medication stays working strong for you.
Appreciate it.
I can't wait to see what you do when you get out of St. Jay Academy.
Thank you.
God bless you, my friend. That's our chat this week with NVRH. You can find out more at nvrh.org and follow them on Facebook. So we're headed to our busy hours, 7 o'clock, with our cash call at quarter past, weather at 20 after, and birthdays at half past, right here on Magic 97.7.